The president says if passed, the payroll tax cut would put $1,500 in the pocket of the average household. Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to vote down an extension, even if it means raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Shannon Chandley of Amherst, New Hampshire, said she supports the president and faults the GOP for refusing to compromise.
From the get-go, the opposition said, we want to make him a one-term president and we want to reduce his effectiveness, and that's not what's best for the country.
A small group of demonstrators holding signs that said Obama isn't working waited to catch the president's eye as he was leaving. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.